You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. The Bear Fire blew up this week in Butte County, devastating the town of Berry Creek and others around Lake Oroville. On Wednesday, I talked to local pyrogeographer Zeke Lunder. He's been studying fire behavior in this area for decades. This is probably the fourth time I've spoken with him about fire behavior in recent years, how it travels, and why these fires are getting so much worse. He said that, like the campfire, this was a wind-driven fire, and embers were thrown really long distances by the strength of the flames and wind, starting spot fires all over the place, which the heavy winds then grew into new fires, meaning fighting the perimeter was ineffective, at least until the winds died down. So, after hearing this familiar story, I cut to the chase and I asked him what we should all be demanding of our officials at the local, state, and federal levels to be doing about this problem.
Well, we need to demand that forest management be a priority. And it's expensive. You know, we can spend a couple $1,000s an acre to hand thin and pile. When it comes to economics and prioritizing this work, all I'd say was, you know, we spent as taxpayers $2 billion to clean up paradise. And when that was all said and done, all we have is a ridge full of burnt trees, brokenhearted people, and a bunch of bare dirt that used to be people's homes. Right? You spent $2 billion and all we got was a ruined forest. If we spent $2 billion on prescribed fire thinning, creating a whole new generation of people that know how to work in the woods and take pride in it, we would have resilient forests and watersheds. We'd have something to show for it. I think what we can look at with this fire that we just had is that this fire was kind of an equal opportunity destroyer. We had land out there that was old growth that had been hands-off for 50 years, and that incinerated. And we had land that has been managed in the most intensive way possible with clear cuts every 20 acres, and that was incinerated also, and that in the middle, maybe there's a way forward, but that at either extreme, we're losing our forests.
That's pyrogeographer Zeke Lunder. And for KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.